Pierce Freelon grew up in a creative and famous Black family, and he's forged his own varied career in music, African American studies, and politics. Freelon has a web series on PBS, and as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, he's just dropped his first children's album.
As a Black millennial father from the South, Pierce Freelon says he aims to diversify children's music.
I don't see enough depictions of Black men as nurturers, as, you know, goofy, kind of caring caregivers.
Yeah, daddy, daughter, day, girl, what up? What up? Right now, we can go anywhere you wanna. Yeah. Roller skating rink to the movies, chilling at the house. Maybe later on, we could go get a banana float. Yeah.
The 36-year-old Freelon lives with his wife and two children in Durham, North Carolina. On his new album, D.A.D., he collaborates with his 10-year-old daughter, Stella, on many of the songs, like this one about brushing your teeth. Stella says she has a cool dad.
I guess he's, like, creative and stuff. Like, he always records stuff. Like, when me and my brother have a beat in our head, he always goes on voice memos and records it, and then later he just made songs out of it.
Her dad grew up in a pretty cool family, too. Pierce Freelon's grandfather had been an impressionist painter during the Harlem Renaissance, and his father, Phil Freelon, was the renowned architect who designed the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Before he died last year, Phil left his son this advice on a voice memo that's included on the album.
When you create your art, whether it's singing, or drawing, or tattoos.
At that point, the disease ALS had progressed to a point where his voice had been reduced to a whisper. And this is a guy who had a big, booming voice. You know, he was a 6'5", like, big guy, and had a big voice and a big heart.
And as artists, we have a very important job in this world. It's to bring beauty and to bring joy to other people.
Oh my goodness, it just gave me shivers.
Pierce's mother, Nina Freelon, is a Grammy-nominated jazz singer, composer, producer, and arranger. She says the new album from the youngest of her three children is really a love letter to her late husband.
Pierce and Maya and Dean all watched their father model honesty, integrity, design excellence, humor. It's important to know that you're standing on strong shoulders and that you have a responsibility to uphold the values that have been put in place before you were even a blink in anybody's eye.
Freelon notes that Pierce got his master's degree in African American studies. She says he's following the family's artistic and cultural traditions. After all, he grew up in a home where dinner guests often included artists, intellectuals, architects, and poets.
Pierce knew Maya Angelou, who lived in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, whom he called Auntie Maya.
Pierce had a conversation with Angelou that inspired him to run for mayor of Durham in 2017. For his campaign materials, Freelon added beats to a poem she recorded for him.
A pledge to our youth, young women, young men of color, we add our voices to the voices of your ancestors.
Freelon says he based his political platform on the lines of that poem.
You know, clean and well-furnished schools, safe and non-threatening streets, employment which makes use of our talents but does not degrade our dignity, love and care and accountability and transformative and restorative justice. Auntie Maya gave us all that.
Freelon lost the mayor's race and a bid for state senate a few months ago. Meanwhile, he continues to mentor young people on music, film, and coding at the Afrofuturist Hub he founded. This fall, he'll be teaching Black Studies at the University of North Carolina, and PBS is now streaming the series he created, The History of White People in America. It's an animated musical documenting the history of racism in this country.
It doesn't happen overnight, but the rich divided people by phenotype. Melanin, skin color, you dark, you light. Your life or death could be determined by the question, are you white?
Freelon's new children's album also tackles serious issues. The song My Body teaches about consent.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect my words and my boundaries.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect my words and my boundaries.
Listen here, you don't want to touch, you don't need to fear. This is your body, no one else tells you how to feel. Here's the deal, you can give consent and you can repeal. This is real.
Kids need tools to be able, at a young age, to say, you know, this is my body, It's all mine, and I can do what I want with it. I have body autonomy. These are words and concepts that I want kids to become very familiar with. That is not something that I hear being addressed in a lot of children's music. And to me, that's the point of music. It's to enlighten. It's to empower.
But Pierce Freelon also wants it to be fun so that kids will hear the message in the music. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News. I got body autonomy.